The Orioles trying to win for just a second time in their last 10 games, taking on the Yankees. Adam Jones returning after a four-game absence. Ready for this one. We pick it up. Already 1-0 O's in the third. Two men on for Mark Trumbo facing Masahiro Tanaka.
And Tanaka deals, swung on and lined to right. Right at Judge, but over his head. A searing line drive over his head. Both runs score, of course. On to second goes Trumbo. It's a two-run double, and Baltimore takes a 3-0 lead. That ball was really hit, and Judge stayed there. Now he's 6'7 and jumped, and it was over his head for the two-run double. Now here's the 2-1. Hit hard, base hit, right field, past the dive of Torres. Trumbo scores. It's a base hit and an RBI for Davis. And Baltimore takes a 4-0 lead, and that was really hit. And Tanaka deals, swung on a high drive to right center field. Back goes Hicks to the wall. She's gone. It's a 3-run home run for Adam Jones to blow open the game. A 3-run blast to right center. And the Orioles take a 7-1 lead. 0-1 is grounded to third. Machado goes to second for the force to end the inning. And in the inning, two runs. Now here's the 2-2. There goes deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a two-run home run for Chris Davis, who breaks out of his slump. A two-run blast just to the center field side of the big scoreboard wall into the bleachers. And the Orioles take a 9-3 lead.
The Orioles win for just the second time in their last 10 games as they take a 10-4. Adam Jones returns in a big way, finishing with 3 hits and 5 RBIs. Chris Davis, 2 hits and 3 runs driven in. Kevin Gausman gets the victory, allowing 3 runs, 2 earned, and 5 1/3 innings. The Yankees came up short against the Orioles. Manager Joe Girardi spoke afterwards.
Yeah, I just thought he was in a lot of bad counts tonight. Behind a lot, especially early in the game. The slider was not sharp tonight. He managed to get through a few innings, and then he made some mistakes after that.
When you look at that third inning, the line drive that Trumbo hit to right, is that just a tough read off the batter?
That's always the toughest one to read, the one that's a line drive. And I thought it was right to him, and the next thing you know, it's overhead. It's a strong hitter. You know, it happens.
Tanaka, this is the third time this season he's given up 7 runs in a game. He hadn't given up that many in a game prior to this with the Yankees. Is there a point in time, realizing there's a lot of baseball left, that this is more of who he is as opposed to the guy that we've seen the past couple of years?
No. I mean, I think his track record says he's more the guy that pitches extremely well. You know, he's had some tough outings. You know, if Aaron catches that ball, maybe it's different. I don't know, but... Again, his slider was inconsistent. He was behind in a lot of counts tonight.
You said last night that, you know, when these two teams get together, it's always a tough series.
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel like maybe, you know, you guys should have been the ones to take 2 out of 3 in this one?
Well, we had some opportunities in the first game. It was a tight game. But, I mean, you're not always going to get the hits when you need them, and some things aren't going to go your way. I thought we just missed some balls the first game. Dylan Bundy did a good job. You know, tonight we got behind big, and we tried to chip away, but just couldn't get enough.
Joe, when somebody's injured, can you not only see that in velocity, but sometimes in their precision with their pitches, or is that not something that you're looking at with Massey?
I know we've talked about that a lot, but how do you explain the shutout in Boston, and how do you explain the game, his last game? You know, if a guy's injured, he's injured, and there's not going to be a good start. So to me, it's just the inconsistent. He hasn't been consistent this year.
Up next, the Yankees begin a series in Toronto against the Blue Jays on Thursday.